There are more places like this one in the country, but as far as size, uniformity and fame are concerned, we can rightfully claim that Khanov is our ghetto number one. A quote from a new 90-minute documentary on one of the most infamous Roma housing estates in the country. For almost a year, Czech director Ivan Pokorný filmed the daily life of its residents and explored why Roma and non-Roma Czechs find it so hard to coexist. Film director Ivan Pokorný.
It's difficult to say what the documentary is about, because it doesn't have a storyline. It's not a feature film. It is a documentary that tries to map out the way we think and the way the Roma think, and it looks at the syndrome that we're calling the Roma problem or Roma question. So I asked those involved in various spheres to state their views on the current problem. And I've also followed the lives of several Roma in Khanov throughout that three quarters of a year, and then I put it together in the editing room.
Although the residents at Khanov are a closed society with their own internal rules and regulations, some of them, including this woman, allowed the film crew into their homes. Flats that once had electricity and running water are now run down and almost untenable.
This is just the way it looked when I got it. There are leaks in the bathroom and the toilet. Take a look at this. Look at these walls. Look, this is the way it was when I got it. I got this flat through the commission and they told me if I turn it down, there's no other one for me. For these little kids and my little boy. He goes to school. And this little one is always sick, and I can't even take her for an operation because she's got this hacking cough. Come and take a look at the mold. And I painted the place just a while ago.
Khanov is a housing estate that came into being in 1979 as a genuine attempt by the then communist government to solve the Roma integration problem. So they tried to bring the Roma and non-Roma together by housing them in the Khanov district, which is about 2 to 3 kilometers on the outskirts of the northern town of Most. Naturally, after a few years, the non-Roma population moved away, leaving the Roma behind. The Roma then started leading their own lives by their own rules and regulations, and unfortunately devastated the place. But since everyone was obliged to work under the communist regime, the Roma had jobs. They mainly worked as manual laborers in the coal mining area. But then the revolution came, and they lost their jobs. Now, Khanov is a place that houses 1,600 Roma. Their quality of life is miserable, and 95% of them are unemployed. The situation they are in is truly complicated, and no one really knows how to help them.
Na konci roku 1938 vyslala československá vláda do nacistického Německa zvláštní delegaci.
At the end of 1938, the Czechoslovak government sent a special delegation to Nazi Germany to gather information on the operation of their work camps. On February the 6th, 1939, the Prime Minister of Czechoslovakia, Rudolf Beran, proposed the setting up of work camps for gypsy families and other vagrants. And on March the 2nd, 1939, 2 weeks before German forces entered Czechoslovakia, Beran's cabinet approved the order for the establishment of disciplinary work camps. After the war, none of the people responsible for the camp at Leti were brought to justice, neither by a Czechoslovak nor a German court.
Chánov, to sídliště Chánov vlastně slouží jenom jakási kulisa, jakési pozadí.
In the documentary, the Chánov housing estate serves as a background. It's a starting point from where I explore the problems surrounding coexistence between the Roma and the non-Roma majority of Czechs. For almost 20 minutes, for example, I divert to the topic of the Leti concentration camp. What happened there is directly related to what we're seeing in Chánov today. The coexistence problem has a much wider context and is deeply rooted in past events, from the First Republic through the Second World War and after the war. After World War II, there were only 600 Roma on Czech territory. Then they started moving here from Slovakia, and so on. So I don't only concentrate on life in Chánov today, but also on other related areas that Chánov led me to.
Jednoho bodu mě vychází takové paprsky k jiným dílčím tématům.
Some of those interviewed by Ivan Pokorný were willing to speak, but unwilling to reveal their identity. This local administration worker prefers to stay anonymous, for safety reasons, she says.
We're always proclaiming that the employment of Romanies has to go hand in hand with education. But this isn't true, not at all, because educated Romanies end up unemployed just like the others. And so it's actually counterproductive, because they say, why bother if I can't find a job anyway, because I'm a gypsy? And that's the way it is.
I met a man called Mr. Baršoj. He's very intelligent and is around 50, and he's trying to get out of the ghetto and is taking part in various requalification courses to become independent. He faces one disillusion after the other, and at the end of the film he finishes yet another requalification course just to end up unemployed. He starts losing strength to try over and over again. That, for me, was a very powerful fate.
To bylo takový jako velmi silnej osud. Tuto chvíli, protože jsou ty výhybky nastavený tím způsobem, tak v tuto chvíli...
At this time, because that's where fate has led them, there are many Romanies who aren't eager to work. But on the other hand, there are many non-Roma who don't even have the faintest idea of what it means to be Roma. And their perception of the Roma is that he's dirty and a thief. And that is absolute nonsense. Our mutual relationship is burdened by many prejudices. I'm not saying that they're all false. Many of them are true, and not everything is rosy. But if we didn't address these prejudices now and do something to make them a matter of the past, we might as well give up. It would end badly.
Stala minulost, no tak to můžeme zabalit. Tak to bude špatně.
Aramore, pa salma, na ines, morekis.